Hot. Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we roll here into hour number two of the program, you bring up anything. Last hour, we finished up the hour talking about the Max Hardcore situation, and it's important to talk about this. Even though Max Hardcore is a sick man, he is twisted. And Julia, you were looking at his website there during the news break. What are your thoughts about this Max Hardcore character?
I don't know. The introduction to his site kind of made him seem a little sexist. Basically just said that he takes women who can't cook and just annoy them, those hard-working men out there, and he teaches them a lesson. And there was a bunch of pictures of general-looking porn pictures. I mean...
Yeah, I don't think they really show you the most extreme stuff on the front page of that website. And apparently this guy is pretty big, Mark. I mean, as we were talking about last hour, you'd heard his name before, and you're no porn
hound.
I've
heard his name before, and I am definitely not a porn hound.
Well, we've mentioned him on the show in the past, though one of the people in the chat room says he's even got some of the videos. So clearly big enough that out of the 20 people in the chat room, one of them has this guy's videos. So they're total, like, dehumanization, domination style, very sexist style videos, and they're despicable. I mean, the guy's gross, but somebody likes it. I mean, a lot of people, enough people like this to where Max Hardcore has been able
this
to
seems
earn
like
quite a bit of money.
Kind of like, you know, like a real manly man from Texas maybe might want to watch.
I don't know who would really want to watch this, but I have seen a sample of it before, and it was pretty disturbing. But apparently, the government has decided to target this guy, and he's not the only one. There are some other guys as well in the porn industry that the government, the federal government, has gone after. With apparently, they have a special team that they put together. There's like a special FBI sub-team called the United States Department. Maybe it's not the FBI. It's called the United States Department of Justice Obscenity Prosecution Task Force. They're the ones that brought the charges against Hardcore, Max Hardcore. Apparently, they charged him for mailing 10 adult DVDs to Central Florida, as well as operating a website that earned about $1.18 million in revenue in 2005 and 2006. So I'm not sure where the crime is exactly. Where exactly is the crime in sending a DVD to a client who paid for it?
Doesn't seem like anything to me.
Isn't this amazing that this can go on in the so-called land of the free, that a businessman who's doing business completely on a voluntary basis, yes, the videos appear to be coercive, he appears to be somewhat violent towards these women, but they all got a paycheck for it. They were all that. Many of them are, you know, porn stars that you can see acting in other porn, like more regular style porn. They go and they do a stint with Max Hardcore. He probably pays them double, and they get totally dehumanized in his videos.
They probably make a lot of money doing that. And
they make enough to make it worthwhile for them. They make it worthwhile for them to go and be seen doing these awful things.
It's not something I'd be interested in at all, but I'm sure that there could, if you laid out a number there that was big enough, I might change my mind. I mean,
right.
I'm just saying.
You know, that's really what it all boils down to. And, you know, if people are consenting, if the business model is working, I don't see what anybody should have to say about it.
Sure. Well, the feds know they can go after Max Hardcore because they understand that he's at the fringe of the porn world. I mean, the porn industry is huge.
They pair off the fringe, too. You know, they keep on going after the guys on the fringe to the point that then the fringe is closer in.
Correct. That's the problem here. It's one of the biggest problems. One of the reasons why the porn industry really should galvanize behind people like Max Hardcore, but instead they leave him out in the cold, and he's got to go fend for himself.
I mean, eventually, I guess the question is, how far will this go? There are certainly people out there who believe that what would be considered hardcore porn as opposed to softcore porn is extremely offensive. Where they actually show shots of the woman. Exactly.
Yeah.
As opposed to softcore porn where everything's very conveniently covered up. You might see some breasts and that's...
Right. I don't personally want to see a gynecological exam, but, you know, I think that attractive women doing that kind of thing is something I'd like to see. So, you know...
Different people want to see different things out there, and the porn industry is wide enough, it's large enough to where you can have all kinds of different niches. I mean,
if you go on any of these, now they have all these various YouTubes for porn, essentially. There's quite a few of them. They have categories, and there's anal porn, and there's lesbian porn, and, you know, there's Max Hardcore porn, and whatever fits your fancy.
But if they can go after Max Hardcore, then they're going to go after somebody else. And, in fact, they are going after another guy. I forget what his name is, and I sent him an email, so I should remember. But he's actually a libertarian, apparently. And he's not as hardcore as Max Hardcore, so you're right, Mark. They're already sort of moving in from the fringes and picking off some more people as they can get away with it. And, of course, where is this? What crime are they talking about here? The federal government says it was asking for more stringent sentencing than what the judge ordered. So apparently $1.4 million in fines and 46 months in prison is apparently not stringent enough for these federal government people.
46 months.
Yeah, for making some videos and selling them to willing customers. Where is the crime? The memo. Where's the victim? The memo also included several quotes that were from the media, given by Hardcore. The Justice Department argued that these quotes were, quote, not indicative of an individual who possesses any level of acceptance of the crimes he committed. Well, maybe that's because he didn't commit any crimes. And why should he be acting as though he's sorry for doing his business? I mean, I understand if he wanted to beg and grovel in front of the judge, then he would be showing acceptance of his crimes. But I don't blame him for doing what he did. He didn't do anything wrong. In his mind, he's just operating his business the way he intended to operate it. His clients are buying the videos they intended to buy. What is the problem here? If you can identify that for me, please dial in. If you think this is good news that Max Hardcore is going to jail for 46 months and is being fined $1.4 million, I'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe you're some sort of anti-porn crusader out there.
Hardcore's certainly out there.
Yep. Hardcore's defense team dismissed the government's memo as failing to make a vital distinction between the definition of obscenity as opposed to child pornography, narcotics, and virtually any other contraband. The defense memo recalled the obscenity precedent set by the Supreme Court. The ruling restricted the government from simply finding the most conservative jurisdiction in the country and utilizing that community as the site for prosecution. And so there you have it. Max Hardcore going to jail for 46 months. And if you pay taxes, you're paying for it.
Congratulations.
So who's next? Who are they going to target next? And what are their excuses going to be?
First they came for the scat porn, and I wasn't a scat porner.
Mm-hmm.
So I did nothing.
You got it. I mean, that's it's a paraphrase, or it's a rephrasing of Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous quote from back in World War II times, and the fact is that's exactly what's going on today. They're going after the undesirable elements. They're going after the people with the less popular speech, and they're picking them off from the sidelines, and nobody is doing anything about it.
You know,
but then what can you do? What can you do about this?
As far as I'm concerned, it's really the same thing, because they'll tell you that the sort of people that would go after folks like Max Hardcore would say, well, it's the disintegration of the American family which has caused all the problems here in the United States, and you know, it's these despicable people like Max Hardcore. They need to be, well, as though you can legislate morality in any way, shape, or form, as though you can get people to think the way you want them. As though there's any moral value, as though there is any theological value in getting people to think the way that you want them to think by punishing them.
Yeah, forcing
them. Would Jesus have done that? Jesus, who went after the Pharisees and the Sadducees for enforcing their will upon the Jewish people and told them that, he who has without sin cast the first stone. Would Jesus have done that?
Yeah,
he wouldn't.
Right.
Only a person who is not a Christian would support this. Just a big government authoritarian that wants to jam their morals down somebody else's throat.
You mean a real Christian? You mean the Christians that actually leave people alone?
Somebody who is a Christian would not support this. No way, shape, or form would they support this.
1-800-259-9231. Would love to hear from you. If you are someone that supports the jailing of Max Hardcore or any other pornographers, please give us your reasons. Please explain. I doubt we'll get the calls, but the lines are open for you. At 1-800-259-9231, we'll move you right to the front of the call queue here if you can answer that question. Are you in favor of the imprisonment of pornographers? 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So whether you want to discuss the situation with the government attacking the porn industry and what it means for freedom of speech, It's not a good thing, I'll tell you that. Or you want to go, because we also know that they're not only attacking pornographers, but they've also begun attacking certain people with political viewpoints when they've been in, you know, infiltrating different peace activist groups and things like that.
The Quakers.
Yeah, so it's just not good news out there. You want to chime in on this, you're welcome to, or bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. And join us on our website where you can get archives. An entire year's worth of the show is right there on the front page for you. Download, click, they're yours. FreeTalkLive.com.
I've been, as people know, been taking DEXY-20 for, I guess I started in late July taking it. And I didn't have much weight to lose. I just wanted to fit in my size 32 pants better than I was fitting. My goal was 10 pounds. I have now, and it's people know that it's the hardest 10 pounds to lose is the last 10 pounds. I weighed myself today. I'm 177.4 pounds. I'm about a pound away from where I want to be.
Cool.
You know, 175, 176 was what I was, you know, targeting from the very beginning. So I'm DEXY-20. I haven't changed my lifestyle much at all. Recently, I've started doing some exercise in the form of splitting a lot of wood for winter. And so I might be burning a couple of calories there, but DEXY-20 did the lion's share of it from the very beginning. I don't eat like I used to because of the appetite-suppressing qualities of DEXY-20. I used to eat four pieces of pizza. Now, just from taking DEXY-20 and not depriving myself of anything, I ate three.
That's the way to lose weight.
Yeah, it helps shrink your stomach. If you take it over a period of time, you're just not going to eat as much food. DEXY-20, get in the gold box at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or go to diet.freetalklive.com. Work for me.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Start with Tracy in South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, Ian. This is Tracy Sable from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Hi, Tracy. I'm glad you're out of jail. It's good to be out. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, I was afraid that I was going to have to make this announcement to Manwich all by himself. But anyway, we've got Free Talk Live broadcasting in Sioux Falls, South Dakota now.
Really?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Tell us about the station.
Well, 1640 a.m. Uh-huh. See, the Ron Paul Revolution is alive and well here. I even had my own Senate run here for state Senate. And one of my volunteers is a ham operator. Apparently, they recently passed some laws to make some loopholes in the FCC regulations, but as long as the wattage is below a certain level, it's perfectly legal to broadcast.
That's correct.
So what you're talking about here is what is defined by the FCC as a Part 15 radio station.
Exactly, exactly. And so we've got a network of several of these now throughout Sioux Falls.
So,
and what we're doing is we are streaming some of these GCN networks over the Internet. And then broadcasting them.
That is fantastic. So let me see if I'm understanding you correctly. You're talking about you have several different transmitters all operating on 1640 AM, sort of covering a certain area.
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing. So it's all on 1640, but it's got separate towers.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
one in my house, and it's a span of about, six or seven blocks.
So how tall is your tower there, Tracy?
It's hard to say. I don't know, about 16 feet, I guess.
Okay.
It's on top of the roof of my garage.
I don't want to get too detailed on this here, but do you have a website promoting this yet?
Actually, we do, yeah. It's www.liberty1640.com.
Cool. And are you running Free Talk Live six nights a week?
They're only doing it four.
Okay.
There's another program that this isn't me that's running it. That's a friend of mine. But there's another program that he wants to air too.
Thank you.
So, thank you so much.
We're not
going to
get cranky about him only running us four nights a week.
Well, yeah. So they're doing one. I think it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
I made a note here. I'll add you guys to our list of Part 15 stations. I think we've got at least five different Part 15 stations that we know of that are running the show.
And these are thanks to you, Tracy. Thanks to your friend, and thanks to the amplifiers, because they're the ones that allow us to put the stream out there for the Part 15s, so that they can carry the show like this.
Right. It makes it a lot easier for them to pull us instead of having to buy a satellite dish and go through all that.
It's our whole business plan here is essentially to provide people that are that motivated by the show, to motivate people that in that way, and the amplifiers help us to be able to do that.
I think that's great. Tracy, any other thoughts for us tonight?
I do. Hey, as you guys know, I am a Christian, and to answer your question, Manwich, I don't think any Christian, if they actually read the Bible, should support that.
No, I wouldn't.
Because, you know, Jesus, he sat with the, he sat and talked with the prostitutes and ministered to them. He didn't go, you know, lobbying the Roman authorities to lock him up in prison.
Right.
You know. So
absolutely. What would Jesus do in that case? That's a good point, Tracy.
You know, exactly.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight. Keep up the good work out there. We appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I was going to ask what the transmitter is that he was using, but I felt like that would be too much in sort of business detail. But there are some interesting ideas out there in the realm of this Part 15 as far as if you're somebody that has always found the idea of running a your own radio station appealing, but at the same time didn't want to jump through the FCC's hoops, and also don't want to go in the pirate route, then Part 15 might be something you want to look into. The wattage is very limited, but a tenth of a watt on AM will do much better than a tenth of a watt on FM. So if you put the antenna system up correctly, and you ground it correctly, you can do okay. I mean, you can get a good half a mile radius with a decent signal, from what I understand of many people's stories. Some people will say they can get a listenable signal, you know, up to a mile or two away. Now, of course, it all depends on the terrain. It all depends on the various different factors surrounding the transmitter and the antenna. But if you combine the one transmitter idea with multiple transmitters, like they're sounds like they're doing out there in South Dakota, you can really cover an area. You can essentially send the same signal to different transmitter locations and have multiple transmitters operating with less than a or with one tenth of a watt. So the entire operation can be completely FCC legal, and you didn't have to jump through any of the FCC's hoops in order to do that. Now, of course, if you want, you can just put up a pirate transmitter and crank up the wattage and wait until they come after you. That's always a possibility as well. It's also a possibility they won't come after you. If no one complains, they'll never know you exist.
Yeah, it has to pretty much – they don't specifically state that it has to be at in the 1600s, but that's sort of what they set aside 1600 to 1700 on the AM dial for that. You know, it doesn't travel as far that high up on the dial, but at least you're safe. It's not for a second. And this is, look, we're talking from the guy here that files his income tax because he's scared. This is safe. You don't have to worry about, you know, people coming after you. You can have this. I think that you might have to worry on a commercial aspect. Is that so, Ian? Can you have ads
on there? I don't believe you have to be concerned about that.
That one in Georgia.
There's a major operation in it's outside of Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Georgia, that has multiple transmitters, and they're making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making money off of it. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a real live radio station. You could probably even get a billboard and you know, you could start your own radio station without having to deal with the FCC and all their bull crap.
You know, for the cost of the application fee to the FCC,
right,
you could
be up
put a radio station on.
Right, and you'd have towers all over the place in your town.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And if you go and Google Part 15 radio, you'll find all kinds of enthusiast websites. It's actually pretty popular amongst the radio geeks out there. You bring up anything, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And on the site, you'll find the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Love Liberty? Check out Bureaucrash Social, the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more. That's bureaucrash.com.
As we go to Australia and talk to Luke. Luke, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Luke. What's on your
mind?
How
you going?
It's great. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, apparently we're at a world first. I didn't mention it the other day. We're also adding recycled water, which is basically the human excrement from the sewage treatment plants. They also added that to the water. But basically, it says here on this website, but going to be drinking world's first laced with chlorine, chloramine, aluminium, as well as sodium fluoride, recycled sewage, and industrial waste.
Hold on a second. At least I'm understanding.
Water?
You're saying that in Australia they are taking sewage and turning it into drinking water? Is that what they're doing?
Supposedly, yeah. But there's many reports that say it's not, you know, not recommended. But, you know, the government says, no, no, it's good. You know, we're all going to drink it, this, that, the other.
Hmm.
But even their own government site says it admits that membrane filtration is not understood, that some molecules penetrate the nanometer scale barriers. The scientists of microcontaminants from, you know, range from ultimate witch's brew, which indicates the matter of illicit drugs. You know, ice in human excrement can come through these filters, as well as 80,000 synthetic chemicals and at least 800 new chemicals each year since the 1930s, which pass through these membranes, which, you know, this is CSIRO admitted. Basically, they're just experimenting because it says, you know, we're guinea pigs. Countdown to world first in Queensland.
I guess I'm surprised that wasn't happening already. I thought they were taking sewage and turning it into water already.
Well, to some extent, that's happening everywhere. I mean, all water has been here since the beginning of the planet, so all water has been through all kinds of different creatures.
Well, when the rain falls, it falls on the earth, and the creatures have been pooping there for a long time.
Well, and it goes through them, and they urinate it out, and all kinds of other things like that. But, you know, I'm kind of with him in the sense that I don't trust the government to do anything right with the water. It's one of the reasons that I don't live anywhere where I get water from the government, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Always a good idea to filter the government water supply if you possibly can. Go and buy yourself a filter at Walmart or something and pop it on your sink. It might help you feel better even if it's not doing anything.
The fact that you have to be tuned in to the local media constantly to find out if there's some kind of boil water warning. I mean, how is the average person really going to know? Go ahead.
It's one of them things where they, you know, quicker release it the once, and then it's not shown again, and then they say, well, we told you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good point. Good luck down there, Luke. Thanks for bringing that up tonight.
Well,
yes? Go ahead.
Can I give you this link to the website?
Sure.
Some very interesting stuff on this site for you guys to have a look at, maybe when you've got some free time.
Poopwater.com?
Go
ahead.
It's AussieWakeUp.webs, which is AussieWakeUp.
AussieWakeUp.webs.com,
yep.
Oh, very good, Luke.
You should be able to find that.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck combating this down there. I'm not sure what the solution is going to be, but I bet you the marketplace will come up with some sort of poop filter, and everybody will be okay.
I'm sure it's out there already. It's just you got to use it.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Scott in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey,
you know, about the water, I moved to a house that has a well on purpose because I didn't want to have to deal with government water. So that simplified it for me.
Very good.
But I had a question for Ian about the Freedom Couch. I was wondering if you'd ever talked to your tenants, like what were their thoughts on the whole fiasco that you ended up in jail, you know, because of this couch on their side of the property. Did they have any thoughts on it?
I did go over to the tenants and said hello to them last night, and I told them I just got out of jail from over the weekend, and they didn't even know they didn't know I was gone. And he seemed pretty concerned about the state of society. But my tenants are hardworking people. They're kind of working class folks. They're busy. They've got a daughter. They're busy with their job. So they couldn't really even be bothered to show up at the trial. I mean, they're busy. They're working, etc. So I'm sure they found it pretty outrageous. They didn't expect anybody to get arrested they didn't expect anybody to be thrown in jail over this. But it ended up happening. I don't know if they have any explicit thoughts beyond shock at what happened.
Okay, that's all I was wondering about.
Fair enough, Scott. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Since we're on the topic, Julia, you have been sort of selecting some of the critics out there that have been shooting off their mouths on the internet about how they feel that I apparently didn't go far enough for their liking, wasn't pure enough of a non-cooperation for them, etc. So do you want to share some of that with us?
Well, I guess really what I'd like to say is just because I've gotten some emails, I've seen some posts, and I guess I just want to sort of clear up this misunderstanding. A lot of people seem to think that the reason why you left the jail was because I called you up and put a lot of distress on your plate and made you feel bad for being in there.
Not
and
the
case. Then you begged for mercy, and that is not what happened at all.
No, I couldn't talk to you.
No, I never got the opportunity to talk to Ian until pretty much right before he got out.
You didn't give me any ultimatums prior to going in either.
No, we were prepared for you to go to jail.
Right.
And a lot of people seem to indicate that maybe I was overreacting and all these things. But it should be made clear that when we were prepared for you to go to jail, we were prepared for you to go to jail for 3 days.
Right.
7 days at most.
Right. I think that 7 days would have probably been the perfect amount of time for Free Talk Live to enterprise on it. You know, that's just me armchair quarterbacking, and I don't think Ian's a coward or anything like that. And some of the things that I've read and on the internet have been harsh, but people write harsh things on the internet.
Sure, it's easy to sit behind your computer and tap away all the nastiness that you want, but it's a lot more difficult to actually come up here and do this very same stuff.
I can verify and tell for sure that Julia, you did not get it. You didn't put any pressure on Ian because you didn't get to talk to him.
No,
Ian put pressure on himself. He wanted to get back to you, but the fact that Ian's deeply in love with you and doesn't want to be away from you for that long—that's him. That's not you.
Right. And so there seems to be this, there's a lot of nasty, and what I think is really funny is all of these people that are complaining, first of all, they're not in New Hampshire, so what are you doing? Right?
Sure.
It just irritates me that
I'm typing on the message board.
Yeah. All these people say that Ian should have done a certain thing. Well, why don't you move up here, get yourself arrested, and you can do whatever you feel is right.
I want to acknowledge, and I think that this is the amount of failure that has been in this, and it's small, but I feel that Ian has been up to this point emphatic about the non-cooperation to the point that people, you know, hear him as, you know, a bit of a guru on this. And then he, you know, goes 4 days. I say it's four because that's the way the state would count it. 4 days in jail, and then has an opportunity to beg and get out, and does so. And I see some incongruency there, but that's completely Ian's.
No, it's not. It's not incongruent in any way. Well, my message has always been, in recent times, has been that you should try non-cooperation, that you should take baby steps, and that only the people that are comfortable and ready to take those steps should take those steps. If you've got too much to lose, too much on the line, there are other things you can do. You can support. You can back them up by making phone calls when they get into trouble. You can financially support via the upcoming fund that's going to be created. I've never suggested that I am the ideal of what non-cooperation should be. I think the ideal is whatever's right for you.
I agree with that. I just, you know, the emphasis that you've placed on non-cooperation has probably brought into some people's minds that you're going to be really great at that. What you're really great at is bringing the message of liberty to people, and the fact is the show's going to suffer. We're all going to suffer if you're not on the air. I believe that. I just see where they're coming
from.
There's
more here. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live. They go to promote.freetalklive.com. All kinds of different ways to help Free Talk Live get in more ears around the world, around your local area, help get on more radio stations. There's just a variety of options there. Graphics, vector graphics you can use to make your own flyers and stuff. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com and take advantage of all that free stuff there. And thanks in advance for your assistance in getting this show into more ears. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Julia has been with us, of course, all night long, and we're talking now about the last week or so of our lives where the government people threw me into a prison cell over the weekend, and I decided to go ahead and bow down because I did not bow down for that judge on Friday. And the reason why I got three contempt of court charges was because I continued to be out of line after I got the first contempt of court charge. I mean, one of them was for apparently standing up or sitting down when I wasn't supposed to.
If you want to see that video, it's at freekeen.com. It's amazing. The judge goes absolutely bat-ass crazy.
Then later in the secret tribunal area, he slapped me with two more contempt of court charges because I wouldn't answer his questions. One of the questions I wouldn't answer is, do you have the money to pay the fine? I just wouldn't answer his questions. I said, I don't understand what you're talking about. And I don't understand because when I said I don't understand, I meant is because he wouldn't explain the nature and the cause of the charges as I'd originally intended to ask about back in the arraignment. But that's a political statement, blah, blah, blah. You can't say that. You can't ask those questions. Contempt of court.
Right. There's a lot of questions that you couldn't ask at your trial. And
that,
I find that
doesn't make any sense at all. Shouldn't you be able to ask any question you want?
No,
apparently
not. If it's
not
pertaining to your trial, and you weren't talking about horses or rainbows.
Especially, you know, he was asking questions in a lot of cases about the New Hampshire Constitution.
Isn't that the law?
The highest law in the land. I can't ask questions about this. I can't ask you questions about your silly law.
Yeah.
I mean, you're to some extent, this guy is there to interpret whether the law is constitutional or not, right?
So exactly. So they sentenced me to 93 days, 3 days for the couch, 90 days for three different contempt of court charges. And so I went into the prison cell at that point, and I stopped non-cooperating at that point, too, because, look, I didn't want to go into solitary, and I didn't want to have these big hulking guards smash my head against the concrete. Was that wrong as well? I'm sure there are people out there that would critique me for obeying and, you know, being helpful to the government bureaucrats and being nice to them. They probably would think I should have been mean and nasty, or at the very least kept quiet and gone limp like Lauren Canario. Well, the fact is, in order to engage in non-cooperation and civil disobedience, you have to do what you're comfortable with. And I myself am not comfortable with putting myself, my personal safety, at risk. Not comfortable with that. And in addition, I'm also not comfortable with leaving my show unattended by myself for as long as 90-something 3 days. I'm also uncomfortable with leaving you, Julia, at home alone, having to be alone for 93 days. I mean, it's bad enough being in jail, but from what I understand, it's worse when you're on the outside.
I've been to jail on a few different occasions. I've been in a jail cell many times, and while it sucked being in jail, it sucked worse being on the outside. I've never been close to anybody that went to jail before.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know why.
To me, that sounds like dramatic. I'd rather be somebody that I love be in jail.
I would have been fine if I was in jail.
For
really.
93 days?
That would have been overwhelming, and I probably would have gotten fired, and it would have sucked really bad.
Well,
but
I mean, you know, you're financially taken care of and that kind of thing, and that's fine.
That's,
but I think that, you know, what... Whether I think you're dramatic or whatever, like, people get to live their lives the way they want, but I want to focus on the facts here. The fact is that you spoke to Ian the last time on Friday,
before
she went to work.
I went to work Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Ian went to jail. I didn't speak to him Friday night, Saturday day, Sunday day, or Monday morning, which was when his little secret trial was.
You spoke to him before he went to the court case.
No, after.
Before he went to the court case, and then after he went to the hearing on Monday. So you did not speak to him at all?
No, not once.
Okay. So anyone who was making the statement that Julia somehow might have swayed
Ian,
it's just
not true. Here's just a little quote
here.
It does seem to me that Julia allowed her emotions to get the better of her, and she put her distress on Ian's plate as if he wasn't dealing with enough being locked up. Now, that is just not the case
true.
At
right.
all.
Right. So that's not true. And that's what I want to clarify there. So maybe you didn't like him being gone, and maybe it affected you emotionally.
And
that's
indeed.
Fine.
It would have affected
but you
me.
You could not express that to
I'd
him.
Like to point out it would have affected me emotionally.
Sure,
if she was in a jail cell, I'd be crying in my bed at night. Absolutely.
Great. Now, and you... So if people are claiming that you're hiding behind her skirts or whatever, you're doing that. If that's so, you did it completely on your own and not because of her, right? I mean,
I wasn't hiding my. What do you mean? I did what on my own?
Well, if you made your decision, if you're too weak to be a real activist, a real civil disobedience activist, and this is sort of the claim and the assertion,
mm-hmm.
if you're too weak to do that because you love Julia too much, then that's a decision you made. She hasn't put any pressure on you. She hasn't henpecked you or anything like that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. She's not put pressure on me. She supports what it is that I do, but at the same time, she's not interested in having me spend constant time in jail, and I don't blame her for that. I don't want to spend time in jail. I would like to spend every night of my life with Julia if I possibly could. And so I'm not the kind. That's why I'm not the kind of person that's going to go out and go into an IRS office and hold a sign like Kat Canning or Lauren Canario would have done. I'm not going to do what Russell Canning has done and go and sort of push it in the government people's offices, like really looking to rattle a saber or to start a fight. That's just not my brand of activism. I appreciate the people that have the ability to do that. I appreciate those activists that do that. But again, I think non-cooperation civil disobedience is all about what feels right for you.
I feel like there's a time and a place for everything. And like Lauren Canario, for example, doesn't work a job. And I'm not really, I don't know very much about the relationship with her husband, but she's obviously in a time and place in her life where it's not that big of a deal for her to go away for for 30 days, whereas like someone like me, I work 50 hours a week. I'm currently trying to save up as much money as I possibly can. And so for me to go out and get arrested right now, it's just not practical. It doesn't make any sense. It would stump basically where I want to go. It would really put a damper on things. But that doesn't mean that sometime down the road that I'm not willing to put myself in that position. Just right now, it's not. It wouldn't be good for my life, and I have to think of me first.
Absolutely, and that's all I've ever said, is that you should do what's right for you in your life, and you need to analyze where you are, where you want to be, and what's appropriate for you at this time. So, and for me, it was, I can do a little more. I've got more wealth than you do, and I have my own career here. I've got my, it's my show, so there's no boss that's standing over me holding an axe, and I have this great, I have these great co-hosts that can come in and take the ball and run with it. I have, of course, you, and now also we've got some other people that we're training to do the technical side of things. So, you know, the technical side is kind of, it's taken care of. So even if something happens to me, the show can go on, but that's not the only thing that's important in my life. Because you're also important in my life. And I understand that some people out there say, well, she shouldn't be important in your life. You should be out there doing non-cooperation, civil disobedience. Well, that's not what my my goals in life are. I like the idea of non-cooperation, and I will engage in it in the future. I mean, I know, Julia, you are
currently engaging in it by not paying your federal income tax. Is that correct?
I suppose so, sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah. It's not my income tax.
There's only one small other thing I'd like to clarify. There was a lot of other messages and emails that I got that seemed to indicate that I wasn't capable of taking care of myself. And I'd just like to say that that is not true, that my life went on as usual. I was distressed. A few days would have gone by. I would have gotten over it. I would have visited Ian in jail every week, and I would have continued to do what I always do alone, in addition to taking the burden of, which I'm happy to do in emergency situations, of putting up the podcast every single night, co-hosting when I could, paying all of the bills, and so I just want to...
You've happily taken on the extra responsibility.
This is not a situation where I'm incapable of surviving without Ian, and I just wanted to make that clear.
I think that, I understand, but I think that you're giving too much credence to the trolls on the internet.
No, most of these people
aren't the
usual group of trolls, I think, that you're thinking. No, the people that you're accusing of being trolls are
none of them have said
a word about this.
Well, I see where you're coming from, Mark. You're saying just let them talk their trash, but at the same time, she's been looking at this, and I've been watching over her shoulder. She scrolled through some of these threads, and they've just been making some outrageous accusations, and rather than spend the time to respond to them online,
right. It
just makes more sense to get it out there on this show, because there's some misconceptions. People have misconstrued what has happened, and so the best way to make it clear what the truth actually is to talk about it here on the radio. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Hour number three still to come here. And, of course, the show is about your calls. We go to them. Michael is hanging on the line in Kentucky. He's got some comments on this whole Freedom Couch thing. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up!